All right, hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. Jake, first and foremost, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And second, let's do a bit of humble bragging, Jake. You and I, let's humble brag. Every single podcast I listen to, except for one news one, has been on vacation for over a week. You and I, new episode on Christmas, new episode on New Year's Day. Fuck all you other lazy newscasts taking the holidays off. We're working through them to bring content to our 12 listeners.
That's right, you lazy sons of bitches. We don't believe in holidays. Holidays suck. We're like Jehovah's Witnesses that don't believe in God, you know?
Right. We work through everything. No holidays, no God. They say God and no holidays. We just extended the no one slot over.
Right. Right. I'm starting to think I love this no holiday so much. I'm thinking about joining the Jehovah's Witnesses and just faking the God thing and just showing up and be like, yeah, dude, he's real.
Or convert them. They're always trying to convert us. Actually, it's random that you say that. I got a comment on one of my videos this morning asking me to talk about Jehovah's Witnesses. And I left a reply saying, actually, Jehovah's Witnesses like me. I'm the only one that answers the door and talks to them. The last time I had Jehovah's Witnesses at my door, they left because they got tired of talking to me. They're like, we should probably go knock on a few other doors. I'm like, you don't have to, you know?
Right. Well, see, I talk to them, but I do it like with a robe that's like barely tied and kind of, you know what I mean? Like coming apart from the middle, and I make it uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, you gotta. No, I enjoy talking.
Like,
to
them. They ask me questions about God. I ask them questions about them, and I'm like, hey, what's up with you though? And they're just like, no, I'm out, man.
Well, this I never knew this about them. Okay, so this might have been Mormons. I don't want to confuse the two. I think this may have been Mormons. I bumped into a couple, yes, because I remember we specifically talked about the musical, The Book of Mormon. I bumped into a couple Mormons once who were converting, and they stopped me like, hey, can we talk to you about our Lord? They loved you, yeah. And we got to talking. I did not know that when they are on mission, when Mormons are on mission, everything gets filtered through their point of contact. They don't watch the news. They don't go online. It's literally all their information is controlled and filtered. So they had no clue what was going on in, you know, politics, presidential election.
Oh, they think Mitt Romney has been president for 3 terms now. They just tell them whatever the fuck they want them to know.
Well, I think that once they get out of mission, then they go back to their normal lives. But it's during that, what is it, a 2-year window? 1 year they go on? I don't know. It's
not if you're a Mormon monk. Nah, you just walk around with that crazy robe. You got to shave that bald spot into your head. It's a whole ordeal.
This was only a couple of years ago. So modern time, which means they could have streaming services, but I think they said they watched DVDs for entertainment because that way it's like, okay, you're not hooked up to a streaming service. You just get these episodes of Friends or whatever is considered safe.
Yeah, it's got to be DVDs that are purchased at gas stations, so you know they're old as fuck.
I think it's DVDs that were created. There's that they got sued, and I think they lost that Mormon-based company that said, "Send us your movies, and we'll go through and take out the bad words that Hollywood leaves in." It's probably DVDs that they themselves. It's like even more constricted than the airplane version of a movie back when airplanes used to get the like. Someone would say fuck and their mouth would say fuck, but you'd hear them say darn as they said fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea of watching Mormon Scarface and he's just like, frick you, man. Hey, no, don't you freaking come in here. Freaking frick. Like the whole right. Movie is just badly Mormon dubbed.
When was the last time you saw Scarface?
You know, honestly, and this is going to, I liked it so much growing up. I watched it a few years ago. It really,
it's bad.
It's a product of its time, man. It really is. There's certain scenes that are iconic and I those still hold up, but as a whole movie, yeah. It's just kind of cheesy.
It's, I remember because it is, it's so quoted and everybody knows it. It's so referenced. Yeah. And then you try and watch it and you're like, this is really bad. This is not a well-made, interesting, fun. It has this legendary status, and it's not a good movie.
Right. I mean, there's certain the scenes where they're hacking the guys up in the in the bathroom.
It has its moments. With
the, I mean, that's great because I remember watching some documentary where they were talking about movies getting censored because they had to fight like hell to get Scarface to not have an NC-17 rating. And
did
one
they
of the
have
scenes
that kept, or would it have been X?
It might have been X. I don't remember. This is a while ago I saw this, but either way, they were trying to keep the R rating so they could actually get this in theaters and stuff. And one scene that they kept pointing out to was the scene where they're hacking the guys up in the bathroom, and they're like, it's too gruesome or whatever. And they were like, look, we're not showing that much. You're just hearing a guy screaming, and you do see a guy hanging there afterwards. But you know, this is when, like, you know, Friday the 13th and all that was showing people getting decapitated. They don't actually show you that much. It's just it's really well done in terms of just editing and directing that. Yeah, it's like a really gruesome scene to watch, even though they're not really physically showing you that much.
And who knew that later we get movies like Hostel and just basically gore porn. Like Friday the 13th was like good for its time. It was the first one, like, oh, we're really going to show this stuff. But now they will. There was that movie that came out last year that they said was people had to like leave the theater. They were throwing up. It was a really low budget horror film. I can't remember what it's called.
Terrifier.
I think the clown, the killer was a clown.
Yeah, Terrifier.
The black man. Yeah.
Or it was Terrifier 2.
Yeah, that was it. It was a
I saw them both, man. Terrifier 1 was so low budget, it's fucking insane. Terrifier 2, still pretty low budget. Like, it's not great, man. Most horror movies are not great. They're kind of supposed to be cheesy, especially now. But I will say, one of the most quoted lines in Scarface is just fucking dumb advice, okay? And that is where the one drug dealer who Al Pacino kind of starts under, he tells him, never get high on your own supply. Sounds good because it rhymes, but when you really think about it, shouldn't the advice just be don't get high? Like, if you're dealing drugs, don't get high. Yeah. That's good, solid advice. Never get high on your own supply. So what, I should just develop a fucking heavy coke problem and pay retail from the competition? You dumb motherfucker. What are we talking about here? I should get high on my own supply. If I'm going to get high, I should only get high on my own supply. Or even better, don't get high. I get what it's like. You're doing important shit, so you should probably be clear-headed.
Yeah.
Plus, if somebody comes at you, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be, like, high off your ass or really hungover if you have to get in a fucking gunfight. So maybe, or, you know, if you're going to get jumped or whatever, maybe be alert or, you know, just thinking clearly, so don't get high. But this idea of paying retail for your own fucking nose candy, it's just idiotic and it's dumb. And that man deserved to die for that advice.
What if it was don't get high in your own supply? You're dealing coke, so just shoot some heroin every once in a while. Maybe smoke some pot, but not your own coke. Don't do that. Just, you know, like you said, you think you're supposed to be, at least coke would keep you alert and ready for the attack. Don't get high in your own supply. You're shooting heroin, just sort of nodding off and feeling sleepy, and the cops are knocking down the door of the competition, and you're just sort of passed out in a, you know, puddle of your own piss.
Even that, I feel that, hey, don't pass out in a puddle of your own piss. Just, I feel that covers all bases, you know? To me, the bad thing isn't so much where it came from. It's you know, how you're acting on it. And even more importantly, if you're not getting high on your own supply, you're getting high on other people's supply and paying retail, so you're paying more money, and chances are that's the competition in some variation, you know. So I say don't get high, but if you are going to get high, you must indeed do it on your own supply. Otherwise, you help the competition, or at the very least, you're paying someone else retail.
Yeah, no, that's great goddamn advice. I don't know if that ever crossed my mind. I always heard it and was just like, yeah, you don't want to get high because of whatever, but I never thought to attack.
Literally the dumbest sentence ever uttered in the history of drugs. It's dumber than anything they ever said in Dare class. It's dumber than anything that Nancy Reagan had that stupid fucking dog tell me in the 80s. It's the dumbest thing ever uttered by anyone about drugs.
but not sexier than
it just rhymes. That's
the actress from Josie and the Pussycats who did the broken eggs. This is your brain on drugs, scrambled eggs.
No, even that analogy makes way more sense than, hey, if you're going to do an eight ball, pay the competition retail. That's fucking dumb. That's essentially what that man just said. He is a fucking moron. I'm glad he got his comeuppance. He was a Hassa. You know what a Hassa is, Frank? It's a fucking idiot who pays the other guy retail for his cocaine as opposed to paying this, as opposed to just snorting the stuff that we smuggled in.
Rachel Lee Cook. That was her, Rachel Lee Cook. All right. Should we jump into some news, Jake?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I want to start with one of my favorite things. It's the clickbait headline where after you click it, the headline to the story is not what you clicked on. So they write a thumbnail headline that makes you go, ooh, interesting story. Then you click it and the actual headline is different. This headline made me click. I actually enjoy this headline because we've been reading about California in the news for the past few days, seeing videos of the waves crashing ashore and hurting people and knocking people over and damaging homes and businesses. California is under assault by waves. Here is the clickbait headline. Dangerous high surf pummels California coast, attracts surfers for third day. 20 to 25 feet waves are expected. You click the story, huge waves to hit California coast for third day, bringing flooding and life-threatening conditions. Dang, I don't want to read about flooding and life-threatening conditions. I want to read about these surfers. I want to see footage of surfers out there in a storm riding those waves. You can't give me a headline saying that that people are flocking to California to go surfing while it's under assault by waves and then switch it over to just, yeah, no, waves are bringing flooding. Yeah, we figured that. I hate that bait and switch. I want stories about fun surfers riding those waves, goddammit.
It's pretty awful. I mean, I'm putting myself in the shoes of a huge surfing fanatic who is just looking for a place to catch some cool waves and have a good time. And now he's being shamed by these clickbait monsters who are making him feel bad about the one thing that gets him through his day. Going out, riding some waves, not hurting anyone. Not using any carbon emissions or nothing. You know how much gasoline it takes to run a surfboard for 25 years? Oh, zero. Zero. Unless we're talking about the car ride to the beach. That's a different story entirely. If you live close to the beach, it's zero. It runs only on waves. You can't run it on anything else. It is the most a carbon efficient vehicle on the planet. Now, it only goes from, you know, a little bit out into the water to the sand. You can't travel for it. It's not good for commuting. You know, understand. But in terms of a thing you ride on that goes from one point to another, you don't use less coal than with a surfboard. So I don't think these fellas should be shamed by these monsters at what is this, CNN?
Yeah, CNN.
This small little ragtag group of journalists that I've never heard of. Trying to clickbait the surfers and make them feel bad about flooding. And the surfers didn't cause that. All right. It was the people out there in cars jacking up the carbon emissions. The surfers are good people.
And there's only one line, and it doesn't even say surfers, in the entire article. Ventura first responders rescued about 10 people on Friday who, quote, thought they were able to navigate that high surf, the fire captain said. That's it. There's nothing about that. Navigate. Sure, that's probably surfing, but there. What's in the article? No mention of surf. Just this is why we hate the media, because we are promised surfing and we do not get surfing. I know it's kind of a weak entry, but it caught my eye because it made me laugh. Like, I wanted to read a story about surfers because I thought that was fucking funny. The idea that they're out there getting,
yeah. And then they click on it, and it's him, some interview with a 12-year-old girl going, my entire house was destroyed. Right. They can't find my parents. Why do the surfers tend to flock to the coast and pray for these waves so much to weird Hawaiian gods of the sea when they destroy my home? Why, surfers, do you love the things so much that have taken so much from me?
A bunch of boaties down there looking for the perfect wave at the end of Point Break.
Yeah, I'm glad you sent me the picture, too, because when you actually click on the link, the title's different too.
That's what that's the whole point I bring up. That's why I that was the whole point of this article, is because you get the one clickbait headline and then you click the article and it's like, you just promised me something and you lied. You lied, media. That's the whole point of why I brought this up. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Does this feel like maybe that's a little bit of a typo issue?
No,
because I'm looking at the picture too.
We've talked about this before. Where they just completely changed the headline. This is not a typo. This is the media at work.
But an article about surfing with a headline about the coast being destroyed feels like the way they would do it, because I feel like less people would click on something about surfing than something about like a natural disaster hitting the coast, because surfing is kind of a niche group at best.
Yes, but everybody's talking about the waves. This was their tweak. This was their twist. Everybody's talking about the waves knocking down people and houses. This was their little like, ooh, if we throw surfers into it, that will look different. I'm not a surfer. It caught my eye. That's what caught my eye.
Hear me out. Reason I say that is because the picture is not surfing either. The picture is just a destroyed coastline. And so it feels like you would put maybe a guy with a surfboard or something on there. If that's the way you're trying to go, you know, or like even just a really big wave, you know, but this is like destroyed property in the picture. So it doesn't seem like it's about surfing except for that one sentence. Yeah. And even when you read underneath that sentence, huge waves continue to wreak havoc along the California coast. Officials are urging
the article. It's up to 40 feet somewhere. I want to see pictures of these 40 feet waves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a strange choice. If that was even intentional, I'm still leaning towards, I think this was a typo because nothing else has to do with it. I think it was
a missing word, a missing letter, an inverted. That's a fucking sentence typo. That's a full on eight.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a strange choice to do that and then not have a picture of surfing either. You know, I mean, because the picture is of a coast that got hit and has.
Right.
Weather damage. So I don't know. It's just bizarre. It doesn't make sense. Even for clickbait, this doesn't make sense.
It does not.
It makes less sense than paying retail for your own cocaine habit to rival drug dealers. If you're a Cuban drug lord. I mean, that sounds more like something a Polish drug lord would do. Those dummies.
Ooh, God damn it. Now you're getting canceled for old Polish jokes. That's not cool anymore, Jake. We're woke.
That's
now.
Right. That's right. How many Polish drug lords does it take to do an eight ball?
All of them. Why? I don't know.
Yeah. Eight. I don't know. They just heard eight in the name. And so they just assumed these fucking dumb Polak drug dealers. And then paid some other drug dealer retail for their own fucking coke. He looked like a Polish drug dealer, the guy in Scarface, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he look Polish? Did. And maybe that's why he had these stupid terms like don't get high on your own supply.
And that's why he got taken over by his underling. Yeah, that's why he was able to get usurped by his apprentice became the master because the master was Polish.
Goddamn right, that dumb Polish drug lord. He'd be sitting there. Whole pile of kilos in back of him going, you know, I could really use some cocaine. Somebody go out to the street corner and find some kid from the Guatemalan gang.
Projects.
And, don't tell him you're with us because, again, we got beef. But, you know, maybe change your shirt, look less drug dealery, and go up and offer him to a Jesus, his prices have gone up. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to raise my prices to, you know, so I can afford to buy an eight ball a day off of him.
I got a story about Kari Lake here that I'm scanning. I'm like, why did I send him this? She's not interesting. But so let's jump to this one.
Okay.
California police can no longer ask you this at a traffic stop starting in 2024. Jake, did you read the article? Do you know what they can't ask you?
Yeah. How they immediately go, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah. And you know what? I kind of like that because I think I've been pulled over a couple times. Like, do you know why I pulled you over? Like, you're either like, oh, I have no idea, or yeah, you know, I was doing 70 and a 55, and the cop's like, all right, yeah, you were doing so. You never know. It's a very leading question, and you could be giving yourself up. If you have that, you have the right to remain silent. That's after an arrest, but still leading up to it, why should the police ask you for information about why you are guilty of something? Yeah, I didn't really stop at that stop sign, did I? No, you did not. Here's your ticket. And then, of course, for the bill, it's used in a deeper sense. It's a, you know, I pulled you over. Yeah, I didn't stop for that stop sign. Yeah, you're a criminal. Let me check your car for drugs. Like, they say it's no longer, they can't do pretextual stops where they...
Yeah, that's 100% why they do that.
Yeah, a video with a cracked windshield and say, ooh, that must be a drug dealer. Let me search the entire car.
Right,
and usually right. against people of color, which is a politically correct term. Are we going to use people of color in 2024, or are we going to break it down more? I don't know. But
I don't know. People of melatonin, it's gonna change. In 10 years, the term people of color will be considered, I don't know, something evil.
Problematic. But,
Either way, to the article, I will say there was an area in for the listeners out there who don't live in Iowa. Sorry, but it's going to be deep cutty. But in Iowa City, Iowa City is a college town, so the cops tend to kind of be a little bit of like a revenue surface for the city, and there is an area around like Melrose, kind of like in western Iowa City, where it's kind of residential, but kind of like university buildings and stuff like that too. So there's not a whole lot of traffic at night. And I delivered pizzas for a little while after high school. And there was an area where if you drove at night, you knew they'd pull you over, specifically on Melrose Street in that area.
Famous for that.
Yes. Yes. It's famous for that. I have been pulled. And the thing is they won't write you a ticket. You know, they just pull you over, ask why, if you knew that why they pulled you over, and then just lean in hoping to smell booze or weed or something, some excuse to either get you for drunk driving. And oh, Jake, you're on another pro drunk driver rant. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, if I'm at 0.09 and I'm driving okay, I shouldn't get pulled over for a fucking low tire and have to go to jail. That's all, you know, like, fuck you. If I'm swerving because I can't handle, you know, 2.5 beers, then yeah, fine, whatever. But if you're pulling me over on some fucking bullshit like this, I've been pulled over because they said my tire looked a little low. I have been pulled over because there was too much dust on my license plate. Wow. And it was slightly hard to read. Yeah. I've been pulled over because my windows looked a little too dark and just a little too like dirty. And so it's hard to see in. And they'll tell you that shit eventually. And then they'll let you go about your night. But first, they'll just kind of talk to you. Do you know I pull you over? No. Where are you going? Where are you coming from? And they'll fucking just ask you questions and just see if you're just answering normal, or do you seem fucked up? And they're kind of, you know, they're leaning in, they're giving smells, they're doing all that. So it's like, yeah, fuck you, man. And if people are too drunk to drive, get them off the road. But you shouldn't be just pulling people over to fucking just see if you can get a whiff of the shit, and that makes you too drunk to drive or whatever. Like that's bullshit. Oh, I almost did get drunk driving there because of that. And I had been drinking, but I only had like two fucking beers, and they gave me a breathalyzer. That shit came to like 0.07. And dude, it was just so good. He did it three times. That disappointed pig motherfucker. Oh, you little limp dick fuck. Oh, he pulled me over for some kind of bullshit, some kind of deflated air in the tire, some bullshit.
Right.
And he kept trying to get me to, oh, you bastard. I hope you're killed in the routine fucking stop. I hope you pull some fucking gangbanger over tomorrow, that same cop who tried to get me drunk driving and almost got me. I hope you pull him over tomorrow and go, do you know why I pull you over? And he just says some shit in Spanish, and you look down and see the MS-13 tattoo on his fucking hand, and that's the last thing you see before a flash goes off and you're fucking dead. Fuck you.
I'd like to point out that next Saturday, this coming Saturday, because it's Monday, I am doing a show for the Coralville Police, which I volunteered for. I'm not even getting paid. I reached out and said, hey, you guys having a holiday party? I'm a comedian. I'll come. And they said, absolutely. So I'm...
Ask if he remembers pulling over a dude who kind of looked like what many people describe as Beetlejuice when he was alive. Ask him if he remembers doing that like 20 years ago. And you know, being very disappointed when he gave me three breathalyzers in a row that came out 0.07. If he remembers doing it, tell him I hope he's killed by a gangbanger tomorrow.
I will.
Got a routine stop that he didn't need to make, except for he was just trying to fill quotas and arrest people for just being a little buzzed and driving perfectly fine, but getting pulled over for a fucking dusty license plate.
I will say the last time I got pulled over, it was legit. It was for a rolling stop. I was coming off. It was at night after an open mic, and I hit the off ramp, and you know you look.
Rolling left. Stop is semi legit. Come on yeah. now.
No, that's I'm saying kind of I said it was legit. But it's like I looked there. It's there's nobody around. It's one of those instances where you're completely alone. And so you glance to the side and you're at the top of the off ramp and you're like, yeah, there's nobody here. Why do I come to a complete goddamn stop at this late at night when there's no one around? So I just sort of slowed down, rolled and went, yeah, I'm going to keep going. And then he was just sitting over there, lit him up, pulled me over like, you know, I pulled you over.
That's right. Woo, woo, woo. I'm not keeping anyone safe. I'm just a fucking revenue conduit for the city.
Except, He said, you know, I saw you do a rolling stop. He didn't ask me, do you want I pulled you over? Actually, if he did, I said, no, I have no idea. And he said, you did a rolling stop. And I'm like, oh, really? I did? But he said, when I look over the license, I usually have people sit in my car so they can't run. I'm like, all right, that's fair. So he gets me in his car and we sit and we talk. And he's like, all right, I'm just going to give you a warning. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you don't smell like alcohol. I'm like, well, there you go. So he was just getting, he wanted to make sure that I was doing a rolling stop because I was a normal human being and not because I was drunk. But yeah, he gave me a written warning. I still have that on the front seat of my car. I look at it nonstop, like, okay, let's not do rolling stops, let's not do fucked up shit, because I don't want to get a real ticket. So it actually works. It's been a deterrent for me. That's over a year ago, and I still have it in my car looking at it like, I don't want to get a ticket. Look at that warning so that you don't get pulled over.
Well, here's the thing. This whole checking for booze with a rolling stop.
If I do something wrong, pull me over. But yeah, a cracked windshield, a low tire, that's bullshit.
You know who does a lot of rolling stops when there's no other traffic around?
Everyone.
Me when I'm blowing double zeros. You know who comes to a full fucking stop every time, even if I see no one? Me if I've been drinking. So it's just, nobody follows traffic laws better than a fucking drunk unless they're so drunk they can't drive normal. You know, I mean, I'm using all my turn signals. I'm checking both ways. I'm doing all that shit if I've been drinking because I'm not getting pulled over by one of these monsters who wants to charge me $2,500 for it.
I almost called the cops on someone on December 24th, just last week. I was coming back from my show in Michigan and I got home at 5:30 in the morning. That was the drive. I drove overnight and I'm on, again, deep cut for listeners, I apologize, Dubuque Street between Iowa City and heading out of Iowa City. So I'm heading out of Iowa City. And to people that don't know, it's a very windy road. And the speed limit is 35 miles an hour. I got behind someone who was driving 20 miles an hour. And because it's so windy, I can't pass them. I just like, ugh, because there's a curve and maybe I could see the headlights. Maybe I couldn't. I don't want to risk it. I'm like, is this motherfucker drunk and driving so slow because they, you know, don't, They were being very, very cautious when you're going 15 miles an hour under the speed limit. I thought about calling the cops like, hey, I don't know what this, not because I was worried that they were drunk driving, but they could have been, but because I was so pissed because I was going so slow. I'm like, you might want to check this motherfucker out because they are driving so slow and there's got to be a reason for it. And they kept braking randomly. They'd go really slow and then they just sort of brake. And then speed up again. I'm like, there's, but I'm like, well, fuck it. I just sat in my anger and then finally passed them.
That doesn't feel like someone who's a little drunk because the whole thing when you're a little drunk is you're just trying to drive regular.
Yeah.
Plus, you know what I mean?
5:30 in the morning. Had it been 2 a.m., maybe drunk. 5:30 in the morning, that seemed a little odd. Like, why would, you know, that's a weird time to be drunk.
Oh, I mean, I've damn sure been drunk. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, that's somebody who's wasted if they're doing that because they're fucked up, because you would just drive the normal speed limit. If anything, you would go 500 just to be safe, you know?
Yeah.
Or like a few under, you know, you'd be, if it's 35, you go like, you know, 32, 33, something like that. And you just kind of keep it. But you're definitely not stopping for no fucking reason or braking for no reason. That would get you pulled over. If you were if you were one of those, say, if dust on a license plate will get you pulled over by those people driving 10 under, driving 10 under might as well be 15 over. Like, it really, like, yeah. That's fucking weird, you know?
Well, it stood out, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, this has nothing to do with anything, but let's turn it into something. I was going to say that the reason my mic is so high is I got a comment saying that my mic was, I wasn't hitting the mic, so I said I'll try and do better. So, but let's switch to comments since I brought up I just noticed how the mic is covering my face, whereas yours is held in the, we got some fans, Jake. We got some comments. Let's close out.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's enter the show and enter 2024 with some comments. Number one, you really are a couple of fucking morons. You're proof that people really should have to give an IQ to vote. Wait, that's literally... So his... I'm going to read it again because I it took me a second. You really are a complete pair of fucking morons. You're proof that people really should have to give an IQ to vote. Okay, I think you missed a word there, an IQ test. I get what you're
saying.
Should
have to take an IQ test.
Right, so I don't know.
If I have to give one to vote, I would just lie about it.
Right, so your insult, kind of, you fucked up your insult, fella.
I like when people try to use insults to call other people stupid, but just grammatically, they sound like fucking Kevin from The Office.
Right.
You jackass.
But
you should have to give IQ to vote.
And I don't
this
even
guy's
know.
A fucking moron.
There's no context to this. Like, what did we say that pissed you off? Was it when we were attacking Biden or Trump? Because we've made fun of both. So, but I want context. I want
to
know.
I like that he's saying specifically to vote, not to drive, not to fly a plane.
Yeah,
to vote. So that to me says that the dumb people who votes for his guy, he's kind of okay with. So I think he's gonna get real loosey goosey on who's checking these IQ numbers in certain districts. You know what I'm saying? This feels like something he's gonna gerrymander.
Could happen. All right. Second comment is Jake. I'm so sorry. You got left out of this one. You know, this is just for me. So, people, we just finished 2023. We are trying to be more inclusive. That last comment, you guys are fucking morons. Inclusive. Jake and I are fucking morons. This one's just for me. So, Jake, I'm sorry you're left out. Nathan, you are the last person to point the finger and talk about logic. Biden sucks, S-U-X, because he's turned the U.S. into a banana republic basket case. Again, when you try and use an insult, I don't think this person knows what a banana republic is.
Sure. It's a store where you buy overpriced clothes. He's saying that you're making everything too commercialized.
But am I sampling my own product? Am I wearing my own banana republic clothes?
Right.
Or am I shopping at Old Navy and paying retail at Old Navy for my
That's right. Because the CEO of Banana Republic is Polish, and he right. He buys other people's overpriced clothing that look exactly like his.
But a Banana Republic is a country that is only viable because it exports its natural resources. That's the
right.
Central American or South American banana exporting companies that kind of like everybody talks about Venezuela and socialism because they depended entirely on oil to subsidize everything. And when oil prices collapsed, Venezuela collapsed. So they are saying
right.
that the United States is exporting, like on one hand, you have Republicans saying, oh, we need to be energy independent, which we are because we're creating so much oil that we're exporting it. But I'm pretty sure we're not exporting all our natural resources. And, you know, it doesn't
well,
know what the banana
it,
republic
it implies
is.
Two things. It implies the natural resource thing, but then it also implies that you're more or less propped up as sort of like a puppet ruler
right.
by like somebody else so that you can export those resources. So you're kind of it's a republic, but not really. I mean, you're sort of like a dictator guy who's just kind of in charge of this one big business venture in the country. So as long as you kind of keep those interests
right.
good, you'll be able to run the country.
It basically, yeah, that he's implying that America's become a private company ruled by the Biden corporation. I believe that is the implication, even though he doesn't say, or wait, he does say Biden. Biden sucks. Let's go back to it. Yeah, he's turned the U.S. into a banana republic basket.
Yeah, that's true. No, I agree with him. And since he didn't point me out, that means that I am the first person, I believe, who should be pointing the finger and talking about logic. So I agree with this guy. If there's one president who never would have like smeared his own name over commercial goods, or you know, use the office or his former presidential position to try to sell merch, it'd be Donald Trump. All right, it'd be Donald. I've never seen him try to fucking sell merch, to make money off of his position. That
he was
never
a pure soul.
Happened.
That Donald Trump, he was a pure for the people president.
Yes.
Never trying to use his name in any sort of beneficial way.
Nope, and same with his children. They weren't like Hunter Biden. The Trump kids never once benefited from nepotism, and I will not let anyone tell me
the $1 billion Jared and Ivanka got from Saudi Arabia. Yes. Just coincidental.
Coincidence. Total coincidence.
Yes, yes, yes. So, all right, I have been shamed. Biden does suck. S-U-X.
With an X.
Sucks, yeah, does. Because, you know, I feel bad because you and I have spent so much time praising Biden and saying thank God he's running again, and you know, talking about how we've loved him and support him. That's what we do on this podcast 24/7. It's the pro Biden podcast. We've never,
I mean, we're fairly pro Biden. We take our shots at him and call them fucking old and shit too.
I personally look at him as like the hold your nose. He's better than the alternative. I don't dislike him, but I'll make fun of him. But yeah, he's not.
I love how they talk about him like he's this revolutionary socialist, kind of dictator. He was the moderate. He was the moderate. Yeah. He, his own party kneecapped any progressive candidates, you know, specifically so they could get their moderate in. They did that with Hillary Clinton. They did that with Joe Biden. So they're talking about him as if he was, you know, one of the Elizabeth Warrens or the Bernie Sanders. He's not.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time. So find Jake Vevra, the @ Jake Vevra on all social media platforms. I can be, and Thursday nights, the Love Gurus podcast, live on YouTube. You do live broadcasts, right, on YouTube?
Yep. Actually, we changed the name, Twisted Cupid.
Oh, Twisted Cupid. I didn't see that. Yeah. I'm not on Twitter much anymore, and that's where I used to see your posts. So
All good. No, we changed it recently, so this is a recent thing.
A new 2024 Twisted
Cupid. Yeah, rebranding. Cupid. Love Gurus was too hard to Google. It was the same name as that fucking shitty Mike Myers movie. So we wanted something that you know, isn't popping up. And then you get all these like weird, just sort of, I don't know, like relationship advice stuff. That it was too many things to come up if you're searching for it.
So. Gotcha. Find me at NathanTimmel.com. You go there. I got my t-shirt store. And Jake, happy 2024. I will see you next week, my friend.
Happy New Year. I'm going to go buy an 8-ball from a rival drug dealer. Retail.
Hehehehehehe